Kadosh Vishamru Bnei Yisrael Et HaShabbat Laso Et HaShabbat Ledorotam Barit Olam.
Children of Israel shall keep the Shabbat, observing it throughout their generations as an everlasting covenant.
It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Shabbat to another, all flesh shall come to worship before me, says the Lord. Amen.
Jerusalem, that there'll be peace again.
The Lord will prosper them, prosper God their lover.
And for the sake of the house of the Lord our God, we say to Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem.
Pray for Jerusalem,
that there'll be peace, not war. For God will bless them that love her. So for the sake of the city of our God, we pray for Jerusalem, Shalom Aleichem.
Peace be unto you,
Shalom Aleichem. These words we pray for you, Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you,
for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper who love thee. They shall prosper who love thee, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you would just remove the scales from their eyes, Lord, from the people, the citizens, Lord, from the government, Lord, from Mr. Netanyahu down, Lord, to the soldiers and the generals and the IAF and the IDF, Lord, that you would remove the scales from their eyes, the members of the Knesset and all the people that work in the government. Lord, we just pray that the missiles that they fire, the rockets they fire at Israel, that they fall. Thank you, Lord, that we always pray that they fall in the desert or that they get stopped. And they did. Just last week, Lord, when they fired, Lord, they were stopped. One of them fell in the wilderness and two of them were stopped by the Iron Dome. We thank you that you shine a light on Israel's, the schemes of Israel's enemies, Lord, that you expose them and the tunnels, that you reveal them before they cause damage, before they cause harm, and that Israel is able to destroy them, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, that you're doing a new thing in Israel, Lord, that Israel will not shrink, that she will not lose Jerusalem, that she will never lose Jerusalem again, Lord. She'll never lose the West Bank. That as Ezekiel 37 says, you're making one nation, not a two-state solution. There is one nation. Lord, I pray for the Messianic believers today who are having services. I pray, Lord, that you give the rabbis boldness, healing. Lord, I pray for healing for them, those that need healing. Pray for a miracle for Rabbi Dan Feinberg, who's in hospice this week, and for comfort for his wife, Lynn. Lord, we just pray for a miraculous, just a miracle, Lord, for Dan Feinberg. And thank you for Jeff Adler for going months without heart surgery after his heart attack because he wasn't well enough to have the surgery. He's doing really well, and we praise you for that, for his healing and losing weight and just doing well. Lord, give our leaders vision, Lord, leaders of our movement. Give them vision, boldness. Help them to walk in paths of righteousness for your name's sake, and guide them, Lord, that they would not turn to the left or right. In the name of Yeshua, Lord, and save our people, Lord, our families and friends, our Jewish friends. Remove the scales from their eyes, Lord. I pray for my mom, Lord. I just pray that you save her. I pray that you take the scales from her eyes, Lord, and all my family. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Now the Lord says, He who formed Israel in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and gather Israel to himself. For he is honored in the eyes of the Lord, and God has been his strength. Is it too small a thing for Israel to be my servant, to restore the tribes of Jacob, and bring back those of Israel he has kept? He will also make Israel a light for the Gentiles, that he may bring my salvation to the ends of the earth.
Amen. Calling of the Jewish people, and really the calling of all people. Amen. To be a light to the lost sheep from the house of Israel, bring Jacob back to his God, and to bring the nations to be a light unto the Gentiles. That's why we're here. You know, the gifts and the callings of God are irrevocable without repentance, the Bible says. So people say, well, maybe the Gentiles already found out about the Messiah, but if you're a Jew and the Bible says you're called to be a light to the Gentiles, that calling never ends. Amen. It's forever. Hallelujah.
Be gracious, O Lord our God, to your people.
ובכל מאודך והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך ושינתם לבניך ודיברת בם ושבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך Uveshachbecha uvekumecha ukeshartam liot al yadecha vahayulatotafot beinecha ulchatavtam al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha.
Hear, O Israel,
the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might, and have these words which I command you this day be upon your heart. And you shall teach them diligently to your children, and you shall speak of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you retire, and when you arise. And you shall bind them for a sign upon your hand, and let them be frontless between your eyes. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates.
Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask Dante, would you like to carry the Torah today? Why don't you come on up and Aaron, would you like to carry the Torah today? You up for it?
Jacob, Aaron.
Jacob.
Are you going by Jacob or Aaron? I like Aaron too. Masecha, Malchutcha, Malchut Kol Olamim, Umimsheltecha Bechol Dor Vador, Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imloch Leolam Vahed, Adonai Omzi Amo Yitain, Adonai Varech Et Amo Bashalom. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion is throughout all generations. The Lord reigns, the Lord has reigned, the Lord will reign forever and ever. The Lord will give strength unto his people, the Lord will bless his people with peace. shout to the Lord with a voice of praise.
Hallelujah.
Praise I'm just hearing Lord. Dawn over here.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Let's Hallelujah. Pretend you're at a football game. University of Tennessee.
Woo!
All right. Hallelujah. Aron vayomer Moshe kuna Adonai viyafutsu oivecha viyanusu misanecha mipanecha ki mitzion tetze Torah ki mitzion tetze Torah udevar Adonai miyerushalayim Baruch shenatan Torah Torah Baruch Shenatan Torah Torah Le'amo Yisrael Bidushato. When the ark would travel, Moses would say, Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered,
and let them that hate you flee from you. For from Zion will go forth the Torah, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Blessed be he who in his holiness gave the Torah to his people Israel.
Amen. Fellas. Ya'amod Asher ben Zedekiah. Baruch hu et Adonai hamavorach.
Baruch Adonai
hamroch yolam ba'ed. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam. Asher bachar banu mikol hamim. Ve'natan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Adonai noten ha'torah. Amen. Bless the Lord, the Blessed One. Blessed is the Lord, the Blessed One for all eternity. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has chosen us from all peoples and given us his Torah. Blessed are you, O Lord, giver of the Torah. Amen. Please be seated.
Okay, today's Torah portion is called Yitro. And that is from Exodus chapter 18 through chapter 20. And it is dealing with partially two main subjects today. Yitro is the name of Jethro, who was Moses' father-in-law. And it's interesting that God would name a Torah parsha about someone other than Moses' relative. He was actually a person who was a Mennonite priest. But, you know, when you look at the Torah, the words and the stories that are woven within the Torah pages, it's like a shirt or a garment that they wear, that would be worn upon it. You see, the guidance and direction are within the body of the Torah. And with the body, guidance and direction can give the soul life to whoever will follow what God has put into his Torah. You see, the soul of the Torah is God himself. That is God within the Torah, in the written word. And the close, when you grasp a concept or a thought from the Torah, then that goes straight to your soul, because that's where God ultimately wants to be found, is within your soul. You see, the Torah portion today is named after Jethro or Yitro, but he was the one who, you know, when they came out of the wilderness, you had all these people, and Moses was the chosen leader, but you can just imagine what his day would be like trying to manage all these people with all the different thoughts and ideas and things that they had going on. His job was becoming overpowering to him. And so Yitro, his father-in-law, again, who wasn't really a believer, he was a high priest of the Midianites. That was if you're not familiar with the Mennonites, they were pagans. So he was a pagan guy, but he was Moses' father-in-law. He was a pagan priest. So he followed false gods. He didn't follow the God of Israel. But God used him to show Moses how to establish I guess you want to call it maybe a first form of a government, that he would have people that would be the judges and sort of secondary rulers that would take care of the day-to-day problems. You can imagine with that many people what kind of problems you would run into. You know, your kids are in my tent, or my animal is overeating in my where my other animals are at. So it was a lot of bickering that he didn't have, because he was the man of God, so he was attentive to God on a day-to-day basis. He didn't really have all this extra time to be standing and listening to petty bickering, if you want to call it that. And so it became overwhelming to him. So he advises him, create a hierarchy of judges, and these people will judge the people, rule over them, and explain how to handle things. And then when it becomes something that's out of the ordinary, then Moses, you can get involved in those final decisions, but you don't have to be involved on every single thing that comes up. And some of y'all know what I'm talking about, when maybe a family situation where everybody comes to you for advice, and sometimes it's just simple things. But through all this, Yitro actually becomes a believer in the God of Israel. He becomes a righteous believer, so he follows the God of Israel. But the second part of this Torah portion today is about Shavuot. If you're familiar with Shavuot, that's in Christianity, it's called Pentecost. It's seven Shabbats in a day, which means it always ends up on what? Monday? Always ends up on Sunday. Shavuot is always on Sunday because it's seven Shabbats in a day. So it's always on Sunday. It's the third of Sivan, the month of the Jewish month. And this, it's the day that the Torah was given to the Jewish people, the Matan Torah. And it's quite a concept here. When you look at this, if you read the Torah portion today, you'll see that how did the Israelites believe in God? You see, they saw the miracles that God did. They saw the parting of the sea. They saw the manna, the quail, the water. They saw all of that. They saw the Pharaoh and his chariots perishing the sea. They saw the move of God's hand as far as a miracle. They saw the after effects. But today they experienced something a little different, something that no one else. I think if you look at this event, and I wrote down 10 little things about it, I think it's one of the most significant events in the history of the world was the giving of the Torah. Prior to that, there was no written word of God. People pretty much, if you've read the scriptures, pretty much up until this time sort of did what they thought was the right way to do things. But on this day, on Shavuot, God brings his word in a written form to the people. And so on this day, God revealed himself not only to Moses, but to all of the Israelites. They saw God. It was beyond the miracles. You know, they had traveled, and they went for 3 days. They didn't have water, and they were grumbling. And now they've traveled 50 days to get to Mount Sinai. And there they're finding that God is going to speak to them. Not only did they see the miracles, but on this day they saw God with their own eyes. They heard God speak with their own ears. It wasn't a hearsay. It was all of Israel was there and they heard. And Moses went to that mountain to hear the God of Israel speak. And they witnessed that. And it increased their testimony, increased their faith, because they heard and saw God speak. That's a different, it's a different revelation when you actually hear God speak to you. And you see, with those significant events, here's some things I came up with that were related to this. I think one of the most significant events in the history of the world, I think the most significant would be of Yeshua coming to the earth and dying. But the giving of the Torah was one of those keystone or counter or one of the most significant things. You see, when God brought the Israelites to Mount Sinai to give them his word, it was on the mountain. He didn't bring them to a valley. He took them to a mountain. And I think God is speaking to us today, and he says, we need to also elevate our lives as the Israelites did on that day when they came to the mountain. You see, the mountain was no more than dirt. Really, when you look at it, it's no more than dirt. And God is telling us, it doesn't matter how dirty your life can get or appear to get, you still need to work to raise your life up back to that mountain experience. You see, Mount Sinai was the gateway that God used to push and to pull the Jewish people onto greatness. It was there that they received His word, and they would have it with them forever. The Torah was given, as I said previously, on the mountain, not on the valley. But God is telling us that we must be humble at all costs. Humbleness must complement self-assurance. We can never let ourselves get to the point that we become, elevate ourselves to the point of being so righteous and so above everybody else that we can't express love and humility. But God is saying, gender this thing with, make humility work with your assurance that you know who the God of Israel is. So be humble in all things. You see, the Jewish people, when they were there that day, they made a boundary around the mountain to receive the Torah. It was a boundary that God used with them. All the Jewish people were present. If one person, I was reading some things that said if one Jewish person had not appeared, God would not have given the Torah. He wanted it to be given to all the people, everyone, because God was saying, each and every one of you is essential, just like today. Each and every one of you that are here today are essential to the things that God wants to do in your life and the things that God wants to use you in other people's lives. You see, the Ten Commandments, when God spoke them, they were actually spoken to every person individually. They all heard individually. He spoke them to each of them. And He was saying that each of us has our own unique role and mission in life. Everybody's role and mission is a little different than the next person. But God was telling them, you are unique and your role in life is unique. The Torah was given to a united Israel. When they stood that day at Mount Sinai, the Israelites were united as one people. We're different. Everybody's different, but they stood that day as we are here today. Everyone here is a little different than everyone else. But deep down, we are all one together. When you get deep down into each of us, we are all one together. And that's what God was teaching them that day. Everybody's different, but deep down inside, we are all actually one. We are one together. And see, the Jewish people, they faced the mountain. They look to God to get His word. And it's telling us, too, that we need to focus ourselves to God. And in doing so, we will arrive at a higher plateau than we were before when we face God and come to God. And just to close this morning, at Mount Sinai, we see that it's where heaven actually came down and touched the earth. And we see the divine awareness began as the Jewish people received the Torah. And that was I guess you could say that was the marching orders, as we said earlier, as Rabbi spoke about light unto the Gentiles. That was their mission in life, was to bring God's word to the world. And that's still the mission that's present today. Shabbat shalom.
Torah, Asher, Sam Moshe, Lifnei B'nei Yisrael, Al Pi Adonai, B'yad Moshe.
And this is the Torah that Moses placed before the children of Israel at the command of the Lord through Moses' hand.
Yeah.
tree of life to those who hold fast to her, and all who uphold her are blessed. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.
Cause us to be turned to you, O Lord, and we shall return. Renew our days as of old.
Amen.
May you see.
Yes.
Our guys do a great job carrying that Torah. It's beautiful. Amen. And it's great to have Jacob back with us. He's been gone for a couple weeks and gone through some difficulties there. And we also have Kelly, Miss Kelly, back with us. And healing is in the house. Amen. So we want to thank God
Hallelujah.
For that. Kelly's not been with us for a while. And so I also want to welcome our visitors. I did not get a chance to say hello. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Star. How are you?
Welcome. It's wonderful to have you. Are you from this area or are you traveling through? Okay. Okay. Found a spot.
You found it.
Good. That's awesome. Well, it's great to have you. And hope you stay in touch. And you're welcome to come anytime you're visiting. So it's just wonderful to have you. Is it a Messianic congregation? Is there a rabbi there that we might know? Okay. Okay. Right. Sure. Oh,
you're
welcome,
welcome
to
come on out. Yeah. There'll be more.
We're just getting started, so. Is kidding me. Right. Amen. That's wonderful. Well, let's fellowship more. Everyone get to know Tab and Bethany and Star.
Star's my friend on Facebook.
Okay. Facebook buddies. Oh, okay. Wonderful. Great. Well, just glad to have you, and just stay connected with us if you want to sign up for our... Great. That's awesome. And all right. Well, congratulations, Mazel Tov. Okay. Well, we'd like to welcome everyone on the internet as well. Thank you for coming and signing in with us today, and... there again, if you'd like to keep in touch with us, just all you got to do is press the button there that says sign up for our newsletter or stay in touch. And also, we have a donate button on our website if you'd like to donate to our ministry. At any time, you can do that. It's just real easy. We have people that are monthly donors and tithers. So we always want to remind people to continue to tithe to your congregation.
But this is a ministry to Israel. So if you feel, if you're here, this is your home, then we encourage you to tithe. If it's not, if you're just looking for a place to minister to Israel, you can always bring your offerings to Israel right here, because we are connected to Israel. Amen. Amen. And this is a wonderful opportunity. We're believers, and we're connected with the believers in the land. So it's important to get to know the people who are in the land. Amen. Not just to know about the people, but let's get to know the people of the land, who, especially those who know the Lord. So, praise the Lord. We have a few announcements before we continue with some worship, and then Rabbi will be bringing an awesome message, as he usually does, doesn't he? And Anthony brought a wonderful message today. Amen?
Amen.
How many of you came? How many of you were here for Pearls of the Torah this morning at 9:45? Hallelujah. We had the men's six people. Great. Awesome. I saw the cars in the parking lot and warming up the synagogue a little ahead of time. So it's great. And I just want to remind you, next week, 9:45, in the fellowship hall with Anthony. And he's, oh, I'm sorry, every other week. So not next week, but the following week. So please stay tuned, and we will send out a email and let you know which weeks that we're having the Torah, Pearls of the Torah, okay? And speaking of Oneg, I just want to remind you, everyone's invited for Oneg following. We're having a little lunch, but those of you who are part of our congregation, as the offering comes this morning, I want to encourage you. You don't have to wait till you go down to the fellowship hall to donate to the Oneg Fund. And I just want to let you know, we are, I don't think that we're getting enough in the Oneg Fund to really cover all the expenses. And all we're getting is like a meat and a few things to put together a lunch, so that we all don't have to be cooking Friday night to bring something Saturday, and we can all sort of fellowship together. So what I encourage you to think about, you know, how much you would spend or about that much, and then to make sure that that goes in the offering as cash. It's the best way is cash. Then we don't have to put it through our books or anything. It just, Charlie takes it and he puts it at Sam's or at the grocery store, and we don't have to run it through the books. But if you want to give it here, just make sure you put it in an envelope and write on it Oneg Fund. And that goes for any offering. We have different
boxes.
If
you write Charlie's Disney World Fund, it'll go somewhere else. So make sure Oneg.
We have a bunch of different boxes here and baskets and all that, but please don't be confused. If you take one of our tithe envelopes and you write on there what you want your money to go for, that's where it'll go. It doesn't matter what basket it's in. Okay, so those tithe envelopes are very important. If you've got cash, you just check out how much you want on each category. Okay, and we will get to the right spot. All right, another thing that's happening today is we're going to continue with the membership class. At least that was my plan. How many of you are in my membership class? Raise your hand. One, two. All right, we will. Nick and Amber and Jacob. Seems. Oh, probably. Well, that's it. I'm going to look at my list and see who we're missing. Okay, and then we'll talk about whether we're going to have the class today or not. But I'd like to continue and finish that up if we can. All right, and in your bulletin, I've made some notes there for the upcoming dates. So, you know, don't forget, Passover's coming, and we have these beautiful flyers, okay? So take a few. They're out on the table out there. Take a few, four or five of them. Hand them out to your friends. Put them up at Walmart or around to places that you normally go. And, you know, even if you have church friends, Bible studies, this is a great time to get a table and bring your Bible study or your group and fellowship together and really have a wonderful celebration. It is, what do they call it? Easter Eve. Easter Eve. The night before Easter, but we usually have a very nice crowd, and people are, it's a becoming a tradition to come out and have Passover, you know, because most of our crowd is usually Christians who come out. So, but a lot of Christians are finding this something they like to do before Easter Sunday. But that is the Saturday before Easter. And so please make sure you come out. And we'll be having some meetings about all the work that needs to be done in our congregation to make that happen. Okay? So stay tuned. We also have Lev Shiloh coming. If you get a chance, go and Google Lev Shiloh, Corey Bell. She's a distant cousin of ours. She's got blonde hair just like me. And well, I used to have blonde hair anyway. April 29th. So she's going to come. We're going to have a great night of worship. How many of you enjoyed Ted Pierce when he came? Amen. Was that awesome? Olivia. So this is going to be another night of worship. We'll give you some flyers and things to let your friends know and send it out over the email and internet. Marty Goetz is also coming on June 2nd. So please just note all those things. It's called the Messianic Concert Series. And usually it happens in the summertime, but Rabbi's getting it going early this year. He's always bringing the great stuff here to Bristol, Tennessee. And, you know, this little congregation has some awesome music. So we think people ought to come and share and experience. Amen? So don't miss. All right. I think I've got everything covered here. So did I miss anything? Oh, Purim. The next feast coming up is March 12 and 13. And I don't have anything as far as a date for a program yet, but that's the feast. So we will be having something special that weekend. Okay? Just stay tuned. Anything else, Rabbi?
You said Marty gets us June 2nd, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Marty's coming June 2nd. And we're talking with Jonathan Sattel about coming, but I'm not sure. When we're gonna do that. We're talking. All right, let's pray for the offering today. And last week we had a really good gift for Israel. We have a spare change. Is the spare change basket there? I always encourage people, if you have spare change, you know, if you have a few quarters in your pocket or a couple dollars or something, to we take a spare change offering for the poor in Israel, and we give to the Joseph Project, and so we've given thousands of dollars just from that spare change basket that people give. And I wish every Messianic synagogue did that. You know, the Joseph Project is the largest humanitarian aid ministry in Israel, and we've raised millions of dollars for them. In the last 12 or 13 years, we've raised over $5 million, maybe between $5 and $7 million, just this little ministry right here. helped raise. I wouldn't say we've done it all, but anyhow, and our tithe box is there. And Don was talking about the tithe boxes. Well, we have two, so we figured, why not use them both? Yeah, I had this guy come in. He was a pastor from another congregation, and he came in with all his guys, a bunch of his guys, to look at. He was going to help us do some work, and he saw our tithe box, and they all stood around it, and they said, "Wow, your tithe box is big." And I said, "Well, yeah, it's pretty big, yeah." "I said, you know, bigger box, bigger tithes." I bet you they went out and built one. All right, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to give. And we thank you, Lord, that you are that we can never outgive you, Lord, that you are you're the one, you're the blesser, Lord, and if you've always told me if I have a need, sow a seed, Lord. When I'm in lack or I'm struggling, or you always tell me, sow a seed, and that's the way you've taught me, and it's always it's a principle that's always worked. As a man sows, so shall he reap, and that's what your word teaches us, Lord. So thank you for the opportunity to give today. Bless the giver and bless the gift. Give them a hundredfold return, Lord, as they come today, Lord. We ask in the name of Yeshua, Jesus, our Messiah. Amen. God bless you as you give.
Sing praises to the Lord. praises to the Lord. Sing praises, all you people. Sing praises to the Lord.
Yeah. Adonai Mevorach.